Hey, what's going on, Clipper Nation? It's me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am trying to stay positive, Chuck Mockler.
We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network.
Hell yeah.
Coming at you three times a week with all the fresh Clippers news.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even more.
Creeping up to five. We're slowly creeping up to 5 days a week.
It's a slow inch. But we got a heck of a show lined up for you today. We're going to kick things off. It's the 11-year anniversary of the Blake Griffin draft, which, man, time really flies.
It's
when you're having fun.
Well, yes, actually. For this era, yes, I will say that.
So we're going to talk about our favorite Blake memories and just kind of where he stands as fans in sort of the pantheon of Clippers players. And then there's been a lot of mixed new COVID updates.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk a little bit about some of the concerns that the GMs have voiced, as well as...
Dude, honestly, this is just like... how to deal with it, because it is weird as a fan, I think.
Yeah
to have all this weird information spewed at you randomly.
Yeah, Charles took your opinions on what you think, you know, how they felt about a player getting a positive COVID test. So we're gonna talk about that, and then in shavings we got to talk about the situation with the law enforcement in the bubble, which maybe we shouldn't refer to as the bubble anymore.
Yeah.
And then we have a very fun Love, Mary, Q for you. So all Love, Mary, Quarantine for you. So all of that and more coming up right about now.
So like, shout out to Built Bar, by the way.
Built Bar!
I'm built up on Built Bar. When I get out of quarantine, people are going to be like, bro, I could have sworn you weighed 165 pounds before this. You look like you weigh 168 pounds now. So I'm putting some mass
I went for breakfast. The mint chocolate one. It was good.
Mint's a nice way to start the day. It gives you a little pep. It is the 11-year anniversary of the Clippers drafting arguably the greatest Clipper ever, Blake Griffin.
Yeah. I mean, this is the foundation. This is the first good break for the Clippers in a long time.
Well, and it followed by literally maybe the worst break for the Clippers of all time in summer league.
I had double-edged sword on that one, because it's also a little bit the best break for the Clippers.
Mm-hmm. You got to chill. If you haven't, it's on the Clippers Instagram. It's on Twitter. Go watch the video of Stern announcing it. Lukewarm reception for a number one pick, because it was the Clippers. And I think everyone's more worried for Blake than excited for the Clippers, if I'm being honest.
Absolutely.
Like the tone of the claps are so funny. Like, it's like, well, we hope this goes well for Blake.
Like, yeah, the Clippers, huh?
Where does Blake rank on your best Clippers ever? Let's go most important Clippers ever, because that is different from best.
To me, most important Clippers ever, I think you got to put them one.
Yeah.
Like I said, I mean, it's just the foundation for where we got now. The gravity that he brought to this team. You know, I don't think Chris Paul happens without him. I a little bit think that maybe Ballmer doesn't happen without him.
If there's no excitement for a team,
yeah,
and you're an investor... You wouldn't buy the Clippers if there's no Blake.
I think it makes it a little bit more difficult, for sure.
Definitely.
And maybe, you know, Ballmer ends up holding out to be like a part owner in the Rockets or buying the other members out, you know, or something else.
Yeah. Thankfully, that didn't happen.
So, to me, it's paramount to where the franchise is now. And just, I mean, you know, I'm obviously biased, too, because this is like, you know, this for me is always going to be like a special spot in my heart for Clippers basketball.
Yeah, this was the guy. And this helps, like... You also think about how, you know, 11 years ago, social media is obviously not as prevalent as it is now, which is wild to think about.
True, yeah.
This helped the virality of the Clippers.
Oh, that's a very good call, yeah.
This helped bring the Clippers to kids. I mean, it's similar to what the Knuckleheads did.
Definitely.
I didn't know people played basketball like that before the Knuckleheads. We lived in Montana.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, things like this, it was like, oh, hell yeah. And, like, I mean, you know, this happened... kind of right when both of us kind of came to LA. You were here a little earlier than me, but like, no, we could go see these games. We could like...
I know, that was the other thing,
it was
too.
A tangible was still, superstar for the Clippers.
Yeah, tangible superstar that was still like attainable to go see. I mean, for you know, the majority of people.
Mm-hmm.
And also Blake, you know, he was such a likable and interesting kind of dude.
He still is. Yeah.
But like, he was kind of the face of the league, or one of the faces
for sure.
The league.
Rookie of the year, slam dunk contest. Like, and man, I have favorite Blake memory in here. I don't even know if I have a particular one. There's mm-hmm. obviously some dunks that I'm replaying through my head right now.
Oh, man.
But just like... The way, I can't imagine being an 18-year-old rookie in Blake's situation and being at that white party with Donald Sterling and having to be a rookie, and like you said, not only a rookie, a very popular rookie.
Yeah.
And you have to deal with Donald fucking Sterling.
Yeah.
Like, not to say that anyone else handled it worse or anything like that. I'm not saying it like that, but like, dude, we had a young guy, he's coming off a horrific injury, and now you have to play for Donald Sterling. And he handled everything. He never, like, God bless him, I don't know how he did it. He never let whatever the hell Donald Sterling was doing get to him. It was all, and you know, that has to do with like Chris Paul's leadership helping too and kind of coming with DeAndre, but like, man, you can't ask. I know towards the end there's some bad taste and some for his Clippers tenure,
yeah,
with how he kind of conducted himself or whatever. And you can kind of have those slights. Like, I think a few of them are fair. You know, it's not good to necessarily punch the trainer in the face.
Dude, that was, I mean, I was furious. I might have thrown my phone when that happened.
That's your version of punching the trainer. But to have someone who was so personable, him and CP3 had a show on Adult Swim.
Yeah.
Like, he brought this, like, it's horrible because we had to have someone have this essence of calm as the face of the team because of what was happening.
Yeah.
No doubt behind the scenes, which is another shout out to social media. Media maybe not being as popular as it is now as it was. But, like, man, he held the him and CP3, in terms of public faces, held this franchise down during, I mean, the grimiest time.
Yeah.
Like, what's your favorite Blake memory?
I mean, the entire rookie campaign, which I know is like a cheap one, but it's just...
No, dude, that counts. like, that's the beauty of Blake.
Yeah, I mean, just to come back from injury and be able to do that, it was so incredible and such a relief. And then, like, my favorite...
Relief is such a good word.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was just a huge
relief. Relief is the perfect word for that year, bro.
and then my favorite, like, individual performance, like, if we're looking at, like, actual stats or a game, is Game 2 of the 2014 playoffs against the Warriors. We blew them out of the water by, like, 40 points.
Love it.
Behind Blake Griffin, which at the time was a high. I think it still might be his playoff high. 35. Like, Chris Paul in this game has had as many points as Darren Collison, and like,
we needed Blake.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that we needed him. It was a 40-point blowout, but it was just like, I mean, this was his third, I believe, time in the playoffs, and it was like, to me, that's like just kind of starting to get that pinnacle.
He said,
of,
"I'm Blake."
What he could do.
Yeah, he was like, "This is what I can do."
Just like really coming out, and I mean that whole. We've talked about this. You know, we've talked about this playoff series. I think we'll continue to talk about this playoff series for the rest of our time. But just like the hope coming out of that was like, man, we could really,
this is
we
it.
We could really fucking do we something here. We could do something here. So yeah, that, I mean, that would be my favorite like performance, I guess.
Yeah.
And then like you were saying, I don't even know how many dunks.
he's got to retire a Clipper, right? They got to do the one day contract because of, so the unfortunate thing is because of injuries, his career will be cut short.
Yes.
He had a career year numbers wise in Detroit.
Yeah.
Before whatever happened with his injuries happened.
Couldn't make, I mean, like, yeah. What
he just can't stay healthy.
Like, one game in the playoffs.
Yeah, like, he's got to retire a Clip, right?
I hope so. I just wonder.
This organization, I don't think, will let him not retire a Clipper.
I think, I do think it makes it a little bit easier with some time removed, because obviously, you know, if you had asked this after the trade to Detroit, I think he'd say, fuck no.
Yeah, I would have said no, but now I'm like, man, time heals all wounds.
Yeah, hopefully.
Plus, also, we're in a lot better shape right now, which I think is why I maybe think this too, but
yeah.
I think all things considered, he does deserve to have his jersey retired as a Clip.
Yeah, I mean...
He's more than a fan favorite, too. Like, he's a...
I think he kind of deserves a ring if we went there. Just to be perfectly honest.
I mean, it set some wheels in motion.
If Sterling gets a fucking ring. Dude,
that's true. If Sterling gets a ring, I'd say CP3, DJ, and Blake all get a ring too. and Milos, just for good reasons. What do you think his future looks like?
Oh, man, I really can't say. I think... You know, he continues to work on his game, extend his range.
He adds things to help himself, too. Like, he adds things to help him not get physically beat up. Like, he tries to add these things to help his game elongate.
I'm just kind of hoping he can stumble upon whatever the right, like, workout and diet regimen is for him that can, like, keep him from getting injured, you know?
Because,
I mean, guys can turn this around. You know, we saw it with Gallo, and I think that... you know, he might not be a number one option anymore.
Yeah.
But he could be a two or three and be a really solid guy. I mean, if he's healthy.
I'll tell you what.
If he's healthy, he's bridging on that, could be still a number one guy. But
I'll tell you what, man. In like 4 years, Clippers need a backup four or something like that. Like,
no problem.
Dude, why not? No, shout out to Blake Griffin.
I mean, even now, if he was healthy as your backup four,
Yeah. You're roasting the other team.
You're roasting them.
Imagine Blake, and I don't even want to get into it, but just thank you, Blake Griffin. I guess I kind of want to, we should end the segment with just a big thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Go. All of Clipper Nation, I think, thanks you.
You have to. If you, honestly, if you don't think Blake had a positive impact on the Clippers, get at us, at Lockdown Clips. We can run a fade.
I don't think anybody's responding to that.
I don't think anyone will either. Go watch some Blake highlights. Have yourself a good Friday. Coming back for this, we're talking just kind of some more COVID updates and how it kind of feels as fans, I think.
Yeah.
But we mentioned it off top. Gotta give a shout out to Built Bar.
That's right.
These things are tasty. It's a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar.
It does. It's good. I don't even really like chocolate, but I find these to be so enjoyable.
Yeah, it's not bad. Built Bars are healthy. It's good for the health conscious person. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging, which if there's one thing you listen to this podcast, you know I love to indulge. Sometimes
Charles chases two hot dogs with a Built Bar.
Man, the Built Bars do help my hot dog intake. Shout out, I wish Staples was still open. I miss hot dogs. Built Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, all the good low lows and the good high highs that you'll want. I'm partial to the peanut butter brownie. Will here, of course, likes the mint, which is fair. Peps you up. You can go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, all capital letters, one word. You'll get $10 off your first order. That's a pretty big steal. We could all use some savings right now.
Oh, man, you're telling me.
Shout out to anyone else who is on unemployment. It's going to be okay, hopefully. One more time, promo code LOCKEDON, all capital letters, one word, for $10 off BuiltBar.com. And, Will, what are books?
So, the thing is, I love to read.
You do.
Sometimes my eyes get tired.
Sometimes you run. I've seen you reading on the street and you've walked in the telephone poles.
It's very true. It happens all the time. But the thing is, you can listen to books too. And with Blinkist, you get unlimited access to read or listen to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books. All the books you want to read, all for one low price.
Hell yeah.
Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/NBA and try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription.
What?
It's great. They have abridged versions of a ton of nonfiction books.
Like science books?
Yes, all sorts of books. Science books, self-help books, very important.
I'm like science.
Charles doesn't want to work on itself.
No, I'm good, bro.
So, once again, check out Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/NBA to start your 7-day free trial. And you'll also save 25% off, but only when you sign up at Blinkist.com, spelled like I said it earlier, /NBA.
Okay. Welcome to How to Deal with COVID Updates as a Fan.
Oh, buddy.
I got a quick deep reference here that I'm not sure you'll get or if anyone else will. Anytime I see the B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T when you do the ad read, There's an old episode of Arthur where he has to spell the word aardvark for a spelling bee. And he writes a rap for it where he goes A-A-R-D-V-A-R-K. And I always think of B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T. Anyway, that probably could have been edited out, but we're going to keep it, I think. So there was an article from The Athletic with some quotes from some GMs voicing some concerns about returning to play in Orlando. Would just very much like to point out that this is from The Athletic and not from ESPN, which is owned by Disney. ESPN has truly never talked about concerns that owners have had, or really anyone has had throughout this whole process. Which can, if you didn't think, what's that old saying? If you own the news, you own the ink or some shit like that, and you control information, that's what's happening.
Is that from Citizen Kane?
I don't know, man. Is that a movie or a comic book? Sam Amick had a great bit, though. He said, can we please...
Tight five?
Dude, the tightest five. He said, can we please stop calling it a bubble? Disney employees who won't be tested will be coming in and out. As one GM put it, it is, by definition, no longer a bubble. And so even the illusion of a safer environment is gone. It's more of a sieve.
Yeah, so we've been talking about this since the beginning. I don't think they have the authority or the control to make employees stay
on campus for
3 months.
No way they can. I hope they can't. It's Disney, though. They got some not chill labor practices.
My thing is, though, how are they going to not be tested? How are they going to not be tested?
I don't know. And right. I don't know who's that's on. Is it on the NBA?
I mean, I think that the NBA should provide their tests.
Agreed. But, like, yeah, how is Disney? Because, I mean, I guess Disney owns this whole operation, kind of, for the most part.
Yes.
So, like, if an employee who has to go to work, because also unemployment right now in Florida, from the people who I live there, very difficult to get by design. If these people who are forced to go to work inside this bubble, where there are already players testing positive, who's liable? Like, if you want to bring suit, say you're a player and you get COVID and you get hella sick, like Von Miller from the Broncos he was really sick. He also has asthma. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Who's liable if an employee has it, which I hope they don't, obviously, and it gets transmitted and you can pinpoint it, like, what?
Who should be liable is Disney. Do I think that will happen? No.
No. The credibility, if that happens, for the league and for ESPN and Disney just is shot.
Yeah.
From a, like, what the hell are we doing here perspective, I guess.
Yeah.
For lack of a better term. But yeah, like...
Yeah, I don't know. And I just don't know that masks are enough in this scenario if people aren't being tested. I don't know. I don't know.
I wonder if they're encouraging employees to get tested. But Florida is also reckless with this shit right now. So, like, dude, I love that one GM was like, it's not a bubble. Can we stop calling it a bubble?
Yeah.
Do you think they workshop bubble? Do you think they had a focus group for it?
I don't know if they focus grouped it, but they had a pitch meeting for sure.
They had a pitch meeting for bubble. And it doesn't, because we kind of talked about how it feels too big to stop right now. Like, the season seems like it's happening.
I think
literally no matter what.
I gotta be honest, yeah. I right now I feel like, barring an entire team being unable to compete due to COVID, I think they're gonna steamroll on through.
I don't know.
I mean, it's gonna start.
That's a very good way to put it.
I don't know if it's going to reach an end. I don't know if anyone's going to be holding up, as Charles says, the Gary OB. But
who gets the Gary OB?
But I will say, I mean, I do think it's going to start. I don't know. Do I think that it's the best decision? No, but I do think it's going to happen.
I put out a thing on Twitter. I just, from the Locked On Clips account, I just asked fans how it felt when they see a positive COVID test from players. And I got a couple responses from everything. Step Back Tree tweeted back one word. He said, bad.
Yeah.
Which I was like, I feel that 100%.
And for any player. For any player.
And it's like, because as a fan, it's so hard to see it. Because, like, the way that my brain goes is just immediately to, like, oh, shit. You know? Like, I just immediately go to, like, well, that team did that. OWLOW_ says, it's to be expected. Now it's about isolating players with positive tests and then going from there. That's a very level-headed response.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we as fans should be doing. I think what makes it hard, and I totally agree with, I'm not discounting this take at all. This is what I should be doing. But with how, like, the fact that ESPN's reporting on all of this and isn't really, like, you know, seeming, being kind of, like, I don't know if flippant is the right word.
Yeah.
But not COVID-focused.
Totally.
That's what makes getting this Jokic tested positive, Hield tested positive, Jabari Parker. That's what makes these things just be like, oh shit, because ESPN is like, they only put in these little things like, oh, there's of course these expected results, like in the middle of a Woj tweet kind of barrage.
Yeah.
So it gets a little lost. CJ Ram Clip had a really good take. He goes, it's going to keep happening, which is true.
Yes.
They said, I'm just worried about the older coaches and staff who may get seriously ill catching it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely a consideration. There were coaches and staff who were concerned that they would not even be allowed to participate.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is definitely worrisome. I mean, just doubly so given the employee situation.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't mean to come down on these employees because I'm sure
it's not their fault at all. They have to go to work.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I'm sure they need the work.
It's bullshit for the most part.
Yeah.
Masket or casket? Which, look, I appreciate the sentiment. Hard stance, but I appreciate it. They said, I feel weary from the opposite of leadership we have going on a national basis. They also said, I think, and then they said, I'm convinced there will be no NBA in 2020. I think there's going to be an NBA in 2020, but I absolutely agree with that point of there's no national leadership on what the hell we're supposed to be doing.
No, I mean, and that's a bummer too, is that like this whole pandemic has been turned into a political stance versus being viewed as a public safety issue.
Versus like, hey, I might die.
Yeah. I mean, versus, yeah, what it is a public safety issue.
It's a goddamn pandemic.
And that, I mean, like a public safety issue or a virus has no political affiliation.
No, it does not care. Everyone who's mocked, there's so many tweets of people being like, I'm going to go to Walmart with no mask and walk down the opposite side of the aisle. 2 weeks later, this dipshit gets COVID. Like, yeah. It doesn't matter. Like, I don't know. I think as fans, it's just like, we just, I guess, got to take it in stride. I know it sucks because the way the information has been relayed to fans, I think, is very unfair on ESPN's part, for sure.
Yeah.
Do you have any tactics that help you out when you see the, like, Jokic is positive or anything like that?
I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm at a place where I'm just trying to stuff it down. Like, I think that...
Been there, player!
I think that, you know, it's never ideal for a player to test positive for COVID, but, I mean, it's a little bit better that they know early, so there is time to quarantine. There is time to hopefully, over, like, for asymptomatic carriers to make sure that it's no longer going to be spreadable. Mm-hmm. So I do think that that is kind of positive. But overall, yeah, I'm just trying to stuff it down. I'm just waiting for that jump ball. Yeah.
I'm just waiting for that empty, echoey whistle to signal the jump ball.
And like I said, I think the thing is, we're at the point of no return. I think this thing is starting. And so I guess I don't know what else to do or how else to feel.
Me neither. We got to give a shout out to Film Cricket 55. Yes. Who liked our so many unchill graphs take from the last episode. That's all I'm going by. But yeah, just as fans, it can get difficult. We want to give a shout out to every fan just holding it down. Basketball is going to come back at some point. Let's hope the Clips get the championship. That's what I try and focus it on. It's just all my energy towards the Clippers getting a championship.
It's just, yeah.
We'll see what happens.
It's the only thing that would, it's really the only thing that would make this whole thing worth it.
Let us know how you deal with kind of news about players getting corona. Some people smoke things, some people drink things, some people do both. Kind of after this, we got, I guess, kind of up and down vibes by shavings. We got to give a shout out to Rock Auto.
RockAuto.com.
RockAuto.com. It's a family business. They've been on the internet for 20 years.
Which is so impressive.
I think the only websites that have been around longer are like AOL and maybe like, I don't know. Rotten.com? Is that still around? Don't go to Rotten.com. You should go to Rock Auto. It is a family business serving auto parts customers online for, like I said, a fat dub. Go to Rock Auto. Shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from ECMs, which if you're not familiar with cars, is an engine control module. You actually need that to help control your engine. And brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet.
Hey, Charles, what if I need parts for my classic car or, say, my daily driver?
You have so many cars, you don't even got to worry about it, dude. They have everything you need in a few easy clicks. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the best available parts for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, the prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals as DIYers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck or car truck. Write Locked On in there, how did you hear about us? Tell them William the Opinion Updike sent you. So they know that he sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com.
All right, so we're back with shavings. And we got to kick things off on a bit of a, what to me is kind of a downer.
A glib move?
Yeah. So the NBA shared with players that they're going to use local, state, and federal law enforcement. Plus, just to pile onto this whole thing, former special operations forces to secure the bubble that is no longer a bubble.
The sieve.
In Orlando, league sources told ESPN. Florida cops?
Florida cops? The whole thing, one of the biggest issues right now. Plaguing the United States is, you know, figuring out the relationship of how the police aren't a militaristic force that controls a population and certain populations much more forcibly and literally murders them.
And adding special ops forces to this.
So the fuck is this?
You're also adding a bunch of addled military people who are going to be living with the players for like, 3 months?
Does Kawhi have some ex-SEAL who's like his dude? Like... Dude, Florida cops?
Yeah.
like, this could not be a more tone deaf, like, the whole thing. One of the reasons Lou Will's 50-50 is the police situation in the United States.
I think this was such a huge misstep by the league.
Do you think this was perhaps a concession by the players so they could get more leverage for Black Lives Matter and those kinds of imagery on jerseys and stuff?
I mean,
I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm not, this is not a pro that. I'm sure the league, if that is the case, the league is a bunch of assholes for holding them over that barrel. But, like,
I don't know. I don't even know how that would be a bargaining chip, to be perfectly honest.
I don't either. I've just been reading about meetings. So, yeah. No, this just feels like Justin Russo had a great tweet. He was like, way to read the room, NBA.
Yeah. what's going to be, I just don't understand what the situation or the exposure to the players to these guys are going to be. And I don't like it. I don't like it.
Florida also, like, if you're familiar with stand your ground laws, which, look, if you're too familiar with them, get away from me. But if you know a little bit about them, you know that Florida has these loosest stand your ground laws.
Yes.
And when a place has the loosest restrictions for civilians to be able to murk other civilians for perceivably standing their ground, what trickles down to the law enforcement? Or trickles up, I should say. I don't know. This seems like this is, I don't know if big swing is the word, but it's definitely a big miss, it feels like.
I don't know. Like, my thing too is, like, why is there even a need for this military or police presence?
Like,
what's truly the need?
Are they tested?
I mean, they have to be.
Do they? I would have said employees of Disney have to be tested.
Yeah, that's fair.
Dude, they better not be using ex-cops either. Because if you're an ex-Florida cop, you did some weird shit to become an ex. It's so hard to lose your job as a police officer.
I would prefer anything to this. I would prefer maybe they bring in the Canadian Mounties. Maybe they have, like Metal Gear Solid, just a dog with a knife.
Chill dog. Dude, if you ever played that Metal Gear Solid game where you can slit throats with that knife, check it out. Called the Phantom Pain.
I think, yeah, a pack of dogs with knives is better
than Florida cop. Dude, it just feels like it's a tone-deaf move.
Yeah.
Like, also, who's trying to break into the bubble? I mean, players need protection.
Yes.
I just wish it wasn't from Florida police officers. I wish it was with team security, who's been with every player the whole year.
Yeah.
And understands how they move. What if you...
And also, creates, I feel like more job opportunities.
And maybe a feeling of actual safety among the players.
Yeah.
Like, that's the issue, is that players are not going to be comfortable with the Florida police. I can't imagine being their protection.
No.
Another note, the Clippers are one of the teams supposedly fighting for the league to allow at least one family member or friend to join players at the start of the first round. Who? Why? Is this Doc just wanting Tibbs to be there?
I think it makes sense. I mean, one family member, I feel like that feels pretty reasonable.
But my thing is, like, they get it already, but it's like, it's only for the start of the first round and then they leave. So, like, that's my thing where I'm like...
Yeah.
I can see the conflict. I'm not against more family members being there, but, like, with all the tests going up and stuff like this, it's like, just seems interesting.
Yeah.
It's also weird the Clippers were the only team that was pegged as the one fighting for it.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely is a surprise.
Right? Like, when there's other teams fighting for it, the article says, why are the Clippers picked out as this? There was a bunch of good Uncle Dennis jokes on Twitter, actually, so maybe that's why they did it. But let's end on a high note.
Let's do it.
What's this love, marry, quarantine we got?
Okay, so today we're love, marry, quarantining the official mascot of the return to NBA.
Yes.
So, understand, obviously...
Listen here, young blood.
all mascots from each team are clearly not going to be able to go.
Which is bullshit.
It's just... It doesn't make any sense. The suits are too sweaty. They'd have to bring in a new one. They'd probably have to get one custom made.
Chuck the Condor needs an entirely new suit to accommodate... Florida.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. It's also just too hot. So I think what the NBA will end up doing in this fantasy scenario is making one mascot for everyone.
Yes.
So when you're watching a game, there will be one mascot cheering on both sides.
Mm-hmm. He's just there for the sport.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be someone cheering everybody on.
Yeah, exactly.
So we have a few options as to what that might be. First one is, wait, why don't you take this one?
So this is my submission. This mascot is called Larry O. B. Ryan. This is a tone-deaf, horribly executed move by the NBA to have a rapping Larry O'Brien trophy mascot rap the national anthem before each game and also freestyle a rap about the finals during the finals.
Oof.
This also goes down as one of the worst PR misses in the history of marketing.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you take away the rapping aspect, I'm not that mad at just a big trophy on the
rapping
side
thing I put in there only because of the Florida cops decision, because it seems like they're veering. All right, what else we got?
Also on the board is the silver dollar. It's a large coin bearing Adam Silver's face. Just a big coin dancing on the sideline with Adam.
Big white gloved hands, like a classic cartoony, like Mickey Mouse hands.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
Silver's hoping it makes him a little bit more likable.
Cool, yeah.
A little more cool. And then lastly on the board, we have Rick James, Unity Man.
Man.
So I kind of love the idea of Rick James either as a mascot or a hologram.
Mm-hmm. It's more sanitized if we do a hologram.
Yeah, and you know, obviously great message, true icon. And I would argue the best song about unity slash the world and coming together that's under 2 minutes.
What about Stupid Horse by 100 Gags? All right, that's only for Will and I. All right, so I am going to, I love Rick James' Unity Man.
Okay.
I think a hologram of him doing unity would be great. Rick James had a troubled past. He did his best with what he had.
Yeah. Just a PSA.
Just a PSA.
Cold-Blooded is a banger of an album.
Great, great album. I like that. I'm actually going to marry the silver dollar.
Okay.
There's a famous bar called 10,000 Silver Dollars somewhere in the middle of the drive from Missoula to Washington or Seattle. But I like this from an Adam Silver play. I like him being like, that could be kind of fun, right? And everyone's like,
it's funny too.
And everyone's like, dude, you're the commissioner. Do you want to do it? And he's like, I don't know. I think if everyone likes it, we should do it. And it's like, you're the commissioner. Should we do it? And he's like, oh, I guess if everyone likes it. It's like, great, Adam. And I guess I have to quarantine the Larry O.B. Ryan. I was mostly laughing about this one to myself, trying to do freestyle raps about it. But I guess I like the Larry O'Brien just as a mascot, just by itself, just waving hands.
Yeah, yeah. So I would say I love the Larry O'Brien, minus the rap.
But that's part of it, is that the whole thing is a tone-deaf move.
Well, then
there's going to be some misses.
There's going to be some misses. Then I guess I have a double quarantine.
All right.
Quarantining Larry O.B. Ryan.
That's what everyone should be doing anyway, is double quarantine.
I hate to do it. I'm also going to quarantine Rick James, Unity Man.
That was, what?
For the simple reason of, I don't need, that Unity doesn't need to be any further memed. Rick James doesn't need to be any further memed than the man has already been.
Fair.
If I knew in my heart of hearts that it could be a respectful tribute, I would be 100% on board. I don't know that that's going to happen.
Fair.
And I'm going to marry the silver dollar.
Silver dollar seems like the winner. Like, purely. And it's just Adam Silver's fate. What's on the other side?
It could be a basketball.
Is it Adam Silver dunking?
It's Adam Silver's butt.
Or what if it's just the eagle? What's on the back of the quarter? The eagle holding the snake?
Highball.
What's on U.S. money? No, I like that. The state of Florida would have some bullshit, though. Like, it has to be a state of Florida quarter.
I also like that it's a Caesar move.
Yes! It's very much a Caesar. It's like, hey, this is me.
Like, y'all know what the fuck it is.
Y'all know what the fuck's going on. Do you have anything else going on in these shavings?
No. Oh, Megan Thee Stallion has a new song dropping tonight. Check that out.
What the fuck are you talking about? All right, we're off base. We hope everyone's doing well in Clippers Nation.
Yeah.
Hope everyone had a good week. This week felt a little heavy. Just felt a little long.
Did.
Not heavier than some others, obviously, but this one it felt like we're in it. Have to give a shout out to everyone still protesting and using their voices for good.
Way to go.
Black Lives Matter. And let's all be safe at whatever protests you're going to this weekend, during the week.
And just anywhere you're going in general.
Yeah, wear that mask. Don't open mouth cough on people. Wait to go to Orlando with Dr. Tarchi after the Clippers win.
In the words of Dr. Tarchi, wash your hands, wash your ass.
Wash your hands, wash your ass. If you see a dude or two dudes in some seemingly one-of-one Clippers mask at the protest, say what's up from 6 feet away. Post it up. Monday's episode, no doubt there will be some Corona updates.
Yes.
Maybe some practice footage to go over from anybody?
I don't know.
I'm holding out hope for footage of guys playing
basketball. I know,
basketball.
You've been waiting
so
on
bad.
The footy.
Maybe some game previews on Monday?
Yeah, we do some game previews.
Hanging in it. We also, guys, next week, I don't want to tease this too early, but we got the Tart Swanson pod coming next week.
Yeah.
So get those questions ready for Miriam Swanson and Dr. Tarchi. That's going to be a fantastic.
It's going to be the first quad header on Lock on Clips, isn't it?
We might not even be there. It might just be Miriam and Carl listening for the show.
Give them the keys.
Give them the key. Man, I'd give anyone the keys. No, I'm just kidding. You can find us, Locked on Clippers, and all the Locked on Podcast Network shows.
Yeah.
iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, the radio stations on Grand Theft Auto 3. I'm trying to figure out how to get us put onto that. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas as well. Vice City, haven't gotten there. We might be on that. But check us out. Please rate, review, subscribe. Let us know what you think of the show. Could be bad. Could be good.
Yeah.
Either way, thank you for sticking with us.
We're
happy we can bring you guys the news or whatever we happen to be talking about. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. Appreciate you.